Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hump day. Batten down the hatches, everybody. It's going to get crazy stormy starting sometime later today. And
right,
then
yeah.
Just going to beat the out of us, which is what we need. We need to have that. We deserve it.
We need a thrashing.
We need a solid thrashing. Actually, we could use a couple weeks of thrashing. I mean, it seems like winter took a couple months off, January and February. Yeah. Oh, this is going to be great for the ski resorts, too, like late season.
Push, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, my God. If they get 7 feet of snow, that's what some sources are saying.
Yes. I did see that.
Right. All right, it is hump day, and I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but we're giving away $12,000 a day. It's a national contest, and all you need is every hour we give you a code word, and you need the text number. So let's do that now.
Is it brought to you by anything?
Oh, it is. Thank you. It's brought to you by Credit Karma.
Good question.
Excellent.
Glad you
question.
Asked.
Belong, B-E-L-O-N-G, belong is this hour's code word. Text the word belong to 72881 by the end of this hour, and you could win $1,000. That number again is 72881. One lucky winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Belong is this hour's code word. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. Come on. Let's get knowing here. Tonight.
As Celebrity Trash is brought to us by...
Oh, my goodness. That is so exciting. Nugget Markets brings us Celebrity Trash.
An extraordinary shopping experience.
Nice, gang.
Takes a village.
That's right, Vincent.
So, thank God for the family. Prop grandma up over here.
Sarah, without us, you're just going to be in the corner all the
We'll do it live! Tonight. The 2-hour season premiere of Survivor Ghost Island. Tonight at 8 on our former home, CBS.
I'll be there.
Yeah, and guess what? Now that we don't work for CBS anymore, I think we could actually go on Amazing Race.
I have a funny feeling, even though we don't work for CBS.
What?
That this was a merger. There's a weird thing going on here where, in fact, we didn't completely not... It's called Entercom.
Can we get a confirmation on whether or not we can be on it? I mean... Come
I'm
going
to go
man.
Ahead and give you the green light. Congratulations.
Oh, great. Thank you.
I don't
go on Survivor and Big Brother and Amazing Race.
Why don't you just go sign up for it?
Yeah, see what happens.
The Amazing Race.
Yeah, I want to go
website.
Through all the psych tests.
Yeah,
and
that's
all
what
the
I want to do.
Stuff,
and then just
and
to get turned
myself,
down.
You know, told right there at the end, oh, wait a minute.
You're media. And
you're part of us.
Anyway. We don't work for CBS anymore. So to everybody who said we did it because we worked for CBS, we actually love Survivor. The 2-hour season premiere of Survivor is tonight at 8 on CBS. A new group of Survivor fans is going to get a chance to take advantage of famous mistakes made by past contestants. The island contains relics of unplayed immunity idols and bad decisions that backfired. And so I guess I think it sounds like, you know, they used to do Exile Island on there, like... One person would have to go be totally alone on this, be exiled on this exile island.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes there were advantages that came with being sort of cast out of the group.
Well, there were also like extreme disadvantages, too.
Well, you weren't there to be part of any conversations. People could plan around you. form new alliances. You were isolated. Cut out of the loop.
Not to mention, I don't think some of those places did not have food.
No.
There was not even a thing that you could go hunt to find food.
What was the... There was one... It wasn't an exile island, but they got sent somewhere, and not only... They wanted to hide how awesome it was from the other people. Remember
Right.
girl, Sugar? She was like a pinup model, and...
I do.
She kept getting sent to this place, and she's like, oh, please don't send me. They're like, we're so sorry. You have to go back. And meanwhile, she's there eating fruit. And
there was like a fort or something.
Right.
There.
She was actually into it. I can't remember what that one was called. Anyway, the two-hour season of Survivor is on tonight.
2 hours. Oh, I won't be there for all that. I take it back.
You'll watch some of it.
Yep.
And remember, we are going to be talking about this. So rather than, you know, if you can't beat them, join them. Rather than bitch about us talking about it all the time, why don't you watch it with us? Why don't we all watch it together, you guys?
No thanks. No,
that'd be great.
Okay. We'll pass.
I don't want to.
We actually hoped for better responses from within the room.
We actually did. We were.
I mean, out there in the world, I could have expected a couple boos, but right
here. I watched Big Brother.
In our face?
I watched Big Brother.
Boo.
Yeah, I'm not into Survivor anymore. I haven't been in years.
Yeah, me too.
Me neither. I love it.
Okay, Vinny,
I love it. And I'm glad my missus loves it, too. She watches
it's so
it with
great.
Me.
I love to talk. I mean, we talk about it. Look, people need things to talk about.
Mm.
Let Survivor be that
When you're
thing.
A couple, you mean?
Sure. Another former number one is here at number two. It's perfect. Ed Sheeran. The global biggest sales monster of 2017. This you look perfect tonight. Drake is number one. God's plan. God's plan. What a dud of a song. God's plan. It's number one. Congratulations, Drake. You're amazing, apparently.
Hey.
Is that funny?
Hey.
Okay, you guys. Uzi, did you hand out the Oscar ballots?
Oh, I did not. I only gave one to Hooman.
I'm ready to go.
I'll print out one for everyone else.
All right, then I'm going to set this aside for a second, and we'll do it together. No mention of Ryan Seacrest's sexual harassment allegations on Live with Kelly and Ryan, and E! Network's executives say... He is going to host their Oscars red carpet coverage on Sunday, in spite of the shocking allegations that came out Monday.
I read something yesterday from him. Did you read that?
I have quite a bit of stuff.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
What did you...
No. You go ahead, and then if there's anything I have to add, I certainly will.
He made a statement. There was no mention of it on Live with him and Kelly.
Right.
But it was lengthy, and basically it said that after an intense investigation, ultimately my name was cleared, and I have no choice but to again deny the claims against me. He basically says this is a person trying to squeeze money out of him. Did you see something else?
But he's very specific about what she tried to get from him, and if that's the case, then maybe there is no truth to this, and she is
quite possible.
Shaking him down. And that's, I looked at it from the standpoint, which has been a problem. These people get put on the spot with no proof.
Yep.
And we just assume, because men are pigs, that he must have done this. And in fact, I thought, but the guy's got no life. It's possible he is having
Right, this is
outbursts.
The problem when you, you know, automatically take...
Every
Take
job
a side. That, no, I oh, mean, in this whole movement,
right.
Like you want to give everybody the benefit of the doubt that they are making a true accusation. On the other hand, there are terrible people out there who are trying to shake people down and trying to work the system. And
yeah. So
I think she wanted something like $15 million.
Some of what was said, which was him saying an independent, you know, and they found that there were the allegations were not supported and could not be charged. All that stuff, I thought, well, that I don't know about. But if it's true that she tried to shake him down,
right.
To me, it changes the color of the whole thing.
Her side of that is, yeah, they did an investigation that didn't involve them talking to anybody that I had listed as witnesses who could corroborate my story. I mean, look, they're both, we will probably never know. What doesn't matter is that when you get accused of this stuff, you are smeared.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question. Whether or not he is guilty of this, The backlash has already begun. It's tragic if he didn't do any of this stuff. I think it's actually terrible. There are publicists all over Hollywood saying, it doesn't matter if he's on the red carpet. I'm not taking any of my people to him.
Oh, my God.
And certainly nobody who was involved in any way, shape, or form in the Me Too movement.
Right.
Which is
some of the biggest actresses.
Absolutely. So as he's standing there on the Oscar red carpet and people are walking by E, there it is. Just the simple accusation is enough to ruin a person. So I think that that's really, it's sad. It's worse it's sad either way. It's sad if he did it. It's really sad if he didn't, because either way,
this can
crush him.
If you want to read it, it's out there, but what he wrote was, the investigation, there were the allegations couldn't be proved and blah. And then I guess you just said she's saying they didn't talk to anyone on her end either. So they're both, that's back and forth crap.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But if she said, give me a pile of money and I'll go away, that's so shady. That's not the Me Too movement. That's shady.
Right. Well, lots of people took settlements. I mean, it's quite possible that she lost her job and was super pissed, and she said, look, I'm going to go public with these, years ago. I'm going to go public with this stuff unless you give me a payout. It's not that I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's because I do think that that's a shakedown, but I don't think that that also means that it's, if he pays her out, it doesn't mean that it's okay that he did the things he did.
Agreed.
On the other hand, I don't think anyone should make false accusations or shake anybody else down. So, nobody wins. There's no winners in this story. I guess except maybe her on some level if she is vindicated.
Well, we say her. You just said her. Mm. If you say her name to me, I wouldn't know it.
It's Susie.
Got it. But I'm saying, so she doesn't lose the same way he's losing.
No,
for sure.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's for sure.
Unless no
her name's not even
her.
In this.
We saw it yesterday.
Yeah, Susie something or other. Okay, did we print out those?
Yeah,
things?
Everyone has one.
Okay, great. Where did Bryn go?
For a walk.
Okay, I'll wait for him to come back. So, more on the Oscars. They're actually saying that these goodie bags are just getting so great.
They've always been great,
yeah,
though.
Everything.
Some stuff in here is very Hollywood. Kind of silly. Like there's a hold on. There's like a 15 minute. Oh, here it is. An 18 minute phobia relief session.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Very Hollywood. A 24 karat gold facial.
Oh, hot. Yeah. We've seen those before.
We have
24 karat gold.
Uh huh. Oh, maybe I've seen them on the reality TV shows that I watch.
Oh,
it's.
I don't
been
know
around
what that
a couple
means.
Years.
What does that mean?
Did they just smear like
gold
leaf
dust,
on you?
Gold dust kind of stuff. Oh, there's also ones
dust.
Where they put leaves on you.
Ow.
But it's mostly the kind of dust thing. It's supposed to be amazing.
Also, locally grown oranges. Yeah, I have some of those at my house. I mean, I don't know why they're putting those in the high end. Locally grown. I mean, aren't we all pretty much, it's like every lot here have some kind of lemon or orange tree on it? However, there are things like extravagant free trips to Tanzania, Hawaii, Greece, Mexican sodas. I don't know where that's not a
Mexican
trip.
Mexican sodas.
Mexican sodas.
Okay.
Is that like when you say Mexican
Jaritos?
Coke? No, I don't know.
Jaritos is a, I don't know if you say it's a brand. I guess it's a brand of Mexican sodas, like lime, orange.
Sure.
It comes in the bottles.
Oh.
But yeah, certainly there's Mexican Coke that you could.
The
that's
Mexican
like a different
Coke
kind of sugar.
Is
or
the
something?
Big, yeah, it's
what
regular
is it?
Sugar as opposed to
corn syrup,
some sweetener, right?
Yeah.
They're also saying, hold on a second here, a free gum rejuvenation dental procedure.
Oh.
Okay.
Mm. Sessions with a celebrity trainer, a conflict-free diamond necklace. Ooh. Mm. A $10,000 donation to the animal shelter of your choice.
Oh, that's nice.
Neat.
Really nice. Plus fancy pet food for your own pampered pooch. Gluten-free chocolate vodka. A private jet trip in California. Catered private Italian dinner for 16. Okay.
16.
Yeah, all kinds of good stuff on there.
So is there a total?
They say it's over $100,000.
Okay.
But that doesn't even really include like the swag suites, What are the gift suites? Human has gotten to do this? You actually walk through these.
So at the MTV Video Music Awards, when it was in Vegas, you hang out in this one area, and there's Prada sunglasses. You just have to be a celebrity, walk through, take a picture, and you get literally Rolex watches, sunglasses.
They just load these people
T-shirts,
up.
Everything. Hats, keychains.
All right, you guys, let's go through the Oscar ballot real quick. Put your name at the top, please. We'll start the examination. We need to hand those in to me. So
are we doing all of these?
No, we're not doing them all. Best Picture, Call Me By Your Name, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, Get Out, Lady Bird, Phantom Thread, The Post, The Shape of Water, and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
What do you?
I'm saying three billboards.
Yeah, thank you.
The only reason I say that is because the only other one I saw was Get Out. I did a bad job this year.
Get Out is so good.
I did a really bad job.
I saw Lady Bird and the Shape of Water, too.
I want to see the Churchill movies.
It's good. Darkest Hour, it's good.
Well, what
And Dunkirk.
Isn't Dunkirk also a Churchill movie?
They're movies or something.
Yeah. You don't
Complimentary movies.
You don't see Churchill and
So Dunkirk. Did we all vote three billboards?
Yes. I'm going Dunkirk.
Oh, you're going Dunkirk. All right.
Brother.
Lead actor, Timothy Chalamet, Call Me By Your Name. Daniel Day-Lewis for Phantom Thread. And you know what? I'm just going to guess him because I really think he wins everything. Daniel Kaluuya for Get Out.
That's what I put.
Yeah, I'm going to go just because I like the movie.
I'd put it just because that's the only one I've seen.
Gary Oldman for Darkest Hour and Denzel Washington for Roman J. Israel, Esquire.
Gary Oldman is going to win.
Winning all the other awards, right?
Well,
yeah, Daniel Day-Lewis, everyone loves him. And this is supposed to be his last film or something.
His performance is phenomenal.
All right. All right. What did you guess, Brittany?
I'm going to go Get Out.
I won't Get Out, but I'm going to go for Darkest Hour.
Yeah, you got to go with what you think will win.
Yeah, yeah.
Lead actress, Sally Hawkins, The Shape of Water, Frances McDormand, Three Billboards, Margot Robbie, I, Tonya, Saoirse Ronan for Lady Bird and Meryl Streep for The Post.
It's Frances.
I actually think it's Frances or Sally. I'm going to go Sally Hawkins. She's the mute in The Shape of Water.
Sarah, we should tell people where they can get their Oscar ballot.
Oh, go to Alice at 97.3 FM.
Best website of all time.
RadioAlice.com.
Yeah, print out your Oscar ballots. It's fun. It's fun to, you know, a lot of people have Oscar parties. Let's skip the supporting actor and actress. Unless you want to do
that. Yeah,
those.
I'll just tell you. I'd like it to be Woody, but it's going to be Sam Rockwell for supporting actor.
Why wouldn't you want Sam Rockwell? He was much
amazing.
Bigger part of the movie
okay,
and was
yeah.
great.
I'm gonna yes, Vinny.
Because I like Woody more.
Because he sent you a video.
Who man?
That helps.
I think Allison Janney. In the supporting actress, I think Allison Janney.
She's gonna
win. She was freaking great.
And then let's do director.
Okay.
I wonder if Jordan Peele will get
I'm gonna
it
say Jordan
out.
Peele.
Are you really?
Jordan Peele
yeah.
too.
I don't know. I'm thinking Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, it's
gonna
be Guillermo. But let's all vote for Jordan in the hopes
that
he wins.
I'm gonna go for Guillermo.
No,
I want to win. Animated feature, Boss Baby, The Breadwinner.
It's going to be Coco.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Oh,
Coco,
there it is.
Ferdinand,
yeah.
Loving Vincent. Yeah, I'm going to go Coco, too.
Me, too. I didn't see any of those, but I'll go Coco. Vinny, what do you think?
Where's that list?
Oh, animated feature.
At the bottom of the left. So I didn't see Boss Baby or
That was
Bread
good,
Winner.
Though. I liked it.
Coco, absolutely. I saw Ferdinand, and that was pretty...
Oh, better than Coco?
No.
Oh, then
yeah, I'm going Coco.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Did you want to do this, the
song,
original
yeah.
song?
I do.
Is that the only one you want to do? We have Mighty River from Mudbound, Mystery of Love from Call Me By Your Name, Remember Me from Coco, Stand Up for Something from Marshall, and This Is Me from The Greatest Showman.
Oh, The Greatest Showman.
This is me.
Remember Me is the one.
From Coco?
Mm-hmm.
But hasn't that The Greatest Showman been getting a lot of...
Has.
Accolades of press.
This is me.
I want Coco, but I'm going to have to go with The Greatest Showman.
Of course you are.
I'm going to say Mighty River from Mudbound. Isn't that Mary J?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, just keep playing that. Just keep playing that. Forget it. Don't worry
I'm
about
that. I'm just going to go different.
Okay.
All right. So all right. There's a whole list. All the categories are on there. You go to RadioAlice.com and you can download your own Oscar ballot. What's coming from the news, Ben?
So much stuff, including a real estate story.
Oh, I love real estate
about
stories.
About a housing deal gone bad.
Oh, no.
Yeah, after these.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:36 on hump day morning. This part of the show is brought to you by the Golden State Warriors.
Oh,
Imagine Dragons. Thunder, 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 thunder. Imagine Dragons are coming to the Concord Pavilion on July 24th.
What the hell?
Tickets go. That's just fun, Vinny. Don't act like you don't know about it. Tickets go on sale on Saturday at LiveNation.com, 10 a.m. But you can win a pair right now. Call now, 800-400-3697. Caller number 9 wins a pair of tickets to see Imagine Dragons. I do imagine dragons often. This is it. Dreaming about being a big star. That's my favorite line. The San Antonio Spurs return to Warriors ground on Thursday, March 8th. All fans will receive a Warriors t-shirt courtesy of Bay Area BMW. Get tickets at warriors.com. Oh.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon. She's a great radio show host. Jane, she's a super duper music call. Picker. Sorry.
Call her to get by its real name. Yeah. That you just don't feel the same. Oh, Jane. I like to imagine that everyone's singing along with us in their cars in the Bay Area.
You know they are.
I hope so.
If you follow Jane on Instagram, you know she travels the world.
In fancy boots.
Well, that too. But I was going to say looking for new music to play here on Alice.
At yesterday's meeting, there was a big segment on Jane. And, her,
and you.
And her, there's a very short segment on me and a big segment on Jane and her picking of music prowess. She discovered Ed Sheeran, everyone.
That's aggressive.
Aggressive.
Aggressive, right.
Massively indecent and super aggressive.
Anyway, enjoy Jane this afternoon, everyone. She's got more chances to win stuff, and she plays great music, and she's a wonderful host. Here's what's happening.
Okay.
Bay Area hero Tim Lincecum, he's a baseball player, Sarah.
I am aware of him.
All right.
Because, you know, he was on the big teams that won.
Right, absolutely, and that's why he's
and
being...
And he's good looking. Hello, Tim Lincecum.
Oh, I'm surprised to hear that. Well, he is making a comeback to baseball after having hip surgery and some other health issues. Looks like the discussion yesterday was, oh, my God, he might join the Dodgers, which is, you know, the nemesis of the Giants. But it looks like he's joining the Rangers instead, which is good news. At least we don't have to hate him.
I don't want to hate him.
Unless we end up playing him, but... Even then, it's not the Dodgers, right. So that's a good thing. While I'm on sports here for a second, this made headlines. Dick's Sporting Goods.
Dick. Stand up for Dick's. All right, Dick's. Way to make a stand.
I feel uncomfortable right now, but I'll finish the story, and then you'll understand why Sarah is standing up for Dick.
I'm so psyched about this.
Yeah.
Dick's Sporting Goods will no longer sell assault-style rifles, high-capacity magazines, or guns to people under the age of 21. This was one of the headlines I saw yesterday, which was they said people who are 18 can buy these guns, but they can't buy booze.
Right.
It's such a weird thing. And that was always one of the cigarette things, too, was like, why can you... You're letting people buy cigs. But anyway, it's another one of those weird things, 18 to 21. I don't know if what the difference is, but they're making a stand that they don't have to.
No, they certainly don't. And I'm sure this will be a very unpopular stand. And it's a brave one. And I'm super excited. And to all the companies that have parted ways with and done away with discounts for NRA members. And I, you know, it's going to take it, the country does want sensible gun control. We do want that. Even people who are in the NRA are like, okay, it's out of control. This is ridiculous. But the NRA spends so much money and they stand, of course they love President Trump saying, oh, let's give every teacher a gun. Of course they love that. That means they sell more guns. It's outrageous that the people want something and the politicians are in the NRA's pocket. It's outrageous.
Chief executive of Dick's Sporting Goods, Edward W. Stack,
Hero.
Appeared on Good Morning America
Hero.
This morning. 2 weeks after the mass shooting in Parkland, Florida, which killed 17 people and
military-style guns.
Restarted the debate over gun control. The shooter, Nicholas Cruz, bought a shotgun from Dick's store in November 2017. Stack, the CEO again of Dick's Sporting Goods, said that gun was not used in the assault on the school. But that kid did buy a gun from their store. And he said his company was moved to act. We did everything by the book and we did everything by the law required. He was still able to buy a gun. And so they are making the changes.
Good. I hope they're not the only ones. It's, you know, it's up to us. Because Washington is not going to do it. They won't. It's disgusting.
Well, there you go.
That's, you know what, Dix, thank you. Just even for this small gesture, and no matter how, I'm just...
Make the claps happen.
Yeah, make the claps happen, man. And to those kids out of Parkland who are, I mean, good for them. Kids, do it now while you still have your ideals intact.
A woman named Linda Fine recently made a $1.8 million offer on a spectacular home in Paradise Valley, Arizona.
Okay.
$1.8 million.
So it must be a great place.
It's got to get you a giant mansion, right?
Paradise Valley, Arizona? Sure. With air conditioning, let's hope.
Her real estate agent casually mentioned the couple who was selling the home was in the entertainment industry.
Oh.
Are they porno stars?
So Linda decided to look them up.
Oh, no.
Because, you know, hey, who are we getting this home from?
Oh, that'll be a fun story. Brad Pitt's old house. Woo.
It turns out by entertainment, the real estate agent meant porn.
And let me guess.
Ubin got it right off the bat.
I wouldn't have guessed that. But let me guess this part, where the porns were set.
Let's guess who the porno stars are.
Who cares who they are? Is it Mandingo?
Who cares where it's set? Where is it set?
Is Mandingo your favorite porn star?
It's the only male porn star I can name.
It's got to be a chick.
That's not true.
Is it a chick?
John Holmes.
Right. So there you go.
And
you
the guy who sat in here and picked all the skin off his hands.
Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Newberry.
Irons.
No. He's a footballer.
Jeremy who?
I was joking.
Jeremy.
It's Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy.
Hey, is it a dude or a, like, where is this again?
It's in let me report the story, all right? Jesus.
That doesn't happen on this show.
The couple runs a porn site called Wifey's World. Oh. And they've been using their home to make videos for 20 years. So it's funny. I don't really, like... This came up on one of our recent shows where the names were being mentioned by someone, and I was laughing because as much as I look at that, I don't really know names unless they're the old-timey stars.
Uh-huh.
But Wifey's World, I've heard of.
Oh, really?
She's a blonde lady. She's, I guess she would be designated.
So you visited this house?
I haven't.
Oh.
I haven't. But I'm familiar with the name because it's such an interesting.
Right.
That's Wifey's what World. She goes by, Wifey's World. Blonde lady with big cans.
Oh, weird. Huh. That's unusual.
Wifey's World?
Yes.
Look it up, woman.
Linda decided, this is the woman buying the house.
Buy the house.
Right.
Yeah.
She backed out.
I wouldn't
she
buy
said,
it either.
Why not?
Yeah, that's the lady.
Oh.
Why wouldn't you buy it?
Because it's been featured for 20 years in pornos.
Yeah, she
People
says,
are going to walk in her house and go like, gee, I feel like I've been here before.
I'm telling you.
Plus, you just get the black light out. That's all you need to do.
She says, quote, I just can't make Thanksgiving dinner on counters where porn stars have been lounging around.
Mm-mm. Nope.
That's pretty racy stuff for work.
Oh, did you find her work?
Wow. Yeah.
Do you like Wifey's World?
Yeah, it's not really for me. I mean, you know.
What's wrong with it?
I should stay away. I already
an older lady with an older blonde lady with giant cans.
I would think that she'd be right up your alley.
Yeah, how is that not for you?
Why do you want
Wifey's World involves hot dogs, everybody?
Oh, are you looking at it?
I'm looking at it right now. There's a hot dog in the picture.
Don't put the camera on, Vaughn.
Don't put the camera on. It's not really. It's not really a hot dog, Vaughn.
The only time I get to see porn is with you guys.
Oh, oh yeah. Okay.
Oh, so she's coming in.
I know. I'm looking at Hooman's computer.
Oh, all right. Well, the picture Bryn pulled up is the one you want to see.
Yeah. Okay.
That is completely an unrealistic man area.
Kielbasa sausage. Oh, have you?
Sarah, let me ask you a question. You see the photographed man area there?
I do.
Have you ever encountered that in real life?
Yes, one time. I actually think the guy I encountered is bigger than that.
You do?
Yeah. It wasn't super fun.
Oh, so you went there?
I have to say that as impressive as it was visually, it wasn't impressive in the performance.
I don't know what you mean.
I think that you do.
I don't. I'm not sure.
Yeah. It just seemed like he might pass out from all the blood loss.
Oh, so he was...
fill that thing up.
Maybe he was in love with you. Maybe he was a little woozy.
No, as in like his heart or, you know, whatever controls where the blood goes, your pituitary. I don't know what controls that. Wouldn't seem to let it... Maybe he didn't have enough blood in his body to fill that thing up.
Oh.
I don't know. It just didn't... It never really got... It was just...
I can't see what you're doing there. Oh, okay. You were beyond my sight line there. All right.
Like this. Well, it was beyond my sight line, too. Yeah. I was looking up here, and it was not.
That's too bad.
We tried. We, you know.
Did you try, really?
Oh,
were
yeah.
You
oh,
like...
my God. I was enthusiastic about it. It's into the dude.
You were?
Mm. All right. He had no top teeth.
What?
He got smashed out in a hockey game.
Oh.
Hot.
He had no front teeth?
He had bottom teeth.
Oh, wait.
No top teeth.
He had no, all the tops were gone?
The middle six or so.
And you made out with this guy?
Mm-hmm.
And how was that? That's such a thing for you.
Yeah, it was, I don't really remember.
How is that possible? You're like, it's
really
all about the kiss.
The memorable thing about him is the size of his area and that he didn't have teeth. Those are really the things I remember about him.
The lovemaking was not special, though.
There really wasn't any of that because of the whole non-functional thing that was going on.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay.
There really is something called a selfie addict.
Oh, yeah. I know.
The Kardashians.
They're in my family.
They're in your family?
Oh, my God. My niece, Emily, it's like, even her mother writes like, okay, Selfie Central here. Your quota's been reached for today.
The story I'm looking at is about a kid. He's 22. He admits to being addicted to taking selfies. Junaid Ahmed says he deletes selfies if they get fewer than 600 likes on social media and says he spends 3 hours getting ready for a photo.
So he has nothing else to do.
I guess.
He needs a job. That's all.
He takes around 200 selfies of himself every day and uploads them to social media. But if they don't get enough likes...
How many friends does he have? Is he like...
He actually has... I looked it up. He has 50,000 Instagram followers, which is more than any of us.
Yeah, more than Alice, even. How many does Alice
have? Alice has almost 60,000.
Oh, great. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, we're doing good.
That is great.
We're definitely number one in this building.
Oh.
Just like to remind everybody of that.
Thank you for the reminder.
Researchers have identified a genuine addiction to selfies. They've labeled it selfitis, but it is a thing. Uploading more than 6 pics of yourself to social media every day is deemed a chronic problem.
Oh, I better text my niece.
Friends hate the habit.
Well, it is kind of like, okay, great, another picture of you. I feel like I see you all the time. I'm watching you grow before my eyes.
They're like, this is the guy talking about his friends. Can't you go to a meal without taking a picture of yourself? And his response is, no, I didn't get ready for 3 hours for no reason. Yeah.
What is this guy doing for 3 hours? Is his hair like super
Here's what
fancy?
He looks like.
Yeah, let me see what he looks like.
He's a cute enough kid, but
the 3 hours of getting ready.
All of this time spent on yourself is just embarrassing.
It's a little bit cross-eyed.
It's embarrassing, though, don't you think?
He's lovely. I mean, he's a good-looking kid. The hair is just fantastic. It looks like he shaves his hairline. That's weird. He's
Kay.
Beautiful mouth, lovely cheekbones.
He has had some plastic surgery, though, they say in the story was brought about because of this habit.
Well, sure.
He started to get more self-critical and had some things fixed.
He looks cross-eyed in this picture.
Well.
Maybe he's cross-eyed.
I'm sure his response to your picture would be, nice gums, lady.
Yeah, oh no. Listen, I'm not holding my pictures up, and I very rarely
He's out of control. There's no question.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just no question that is... It's embarrassing, and if he were my kid, I would think, dude, we've got
something to do.
We have got to find you a real hobby.
Right. Oh, how about those cans?
I was trying to hit the camera button.
Okay. Anyway, your kid, if your person is posting more than 6 selfies a day, there's the line.
That's listen, I think if you're posting more than 3 a day, if you're posting more than 1 a day, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I do see some people are really good at posting those little videos and they're promoting whatever product or thing they do. And right. Alice probably posts videos, you know, a couple times a day. Whether it's of us or Jane or right. whatever.
Sure.
Posting is,
business, though.
Just sitting around taking pictures of yourself as though that's like an actual occupation is
sad. Embarrassing, right. I was just saying it yesterday, too. It's that surgery thing for, you know, a random person in a small town. What are you doing?
Yeah. Don't do that. You don't need to do that. Let's all get old
just
gracefully.
Just be a person. What the hell?
You're fine.
Our text numbers.
You're good enough.
800-400-3697. You know, that guy's gone now.
You're smart enough.
Did you know that?
I did.
He doesn't work
Oh, no. Our president's still there, though.
Anymore.
All the women who accuse the president, but he still works there. But, you know, Al Franken mimics.
Oh, what's Al up to? I was looking at Matt Lauer and everybody yesterday. Kevin Spacey, Harvey Weinstein, see what they're up to. I couldn't find anything.
Well, they're not up to much. Maybe they're all vacationing together. Freaking Mai Tais.
415 says, what are we talking about this morning? These wealthy Hollywood people are so out of touch. They're already living the good life. Why do they need goodie bags? The rich just feeding themselves more riches. It's such gluttony.
Yeah.
No wonder middle America resents them.
Apparently, they feed this gluttony to their assistants and stuff. They say that usually stars won't even look in those bags. They just hand them to their assistant.
Oh, but don't you have to pay taxes on that? So the assistant that's making an hourly wage gets to pay taxes on
I'm sure that
bag?
Only if they use the things that are usually there are a bunch of certificates for things you. But yeah, if you took the trip to Tanzania, you'd have to pay taxes.
You have
taxes.
To believe the rich person that gave them the bag paid the tax on it, right?
I'd like to believe that, Vinny.
Guys, I need a soapbox for a minute about the hashtag MeToo movement. Please Google Tarana Burke and see the work she has done or she has been doing with the hashtag MeToo movement for over 10 years. I think this is the lady that started it and it's been hijacked by Hollywood. It's an organization started to give voices and spaces of healing for girls and women of color who are survivors of sexual violence. After meeting Ms. Burke last night and hearing her beyond inspirational story, hearing you talk about Hollywood and referring to all this media hype as the Me Too movement, it makes me cringe. Mm. Her movement is about empowerment with empathy towards peace and healing for survivors. Her Me Too movement is not about taking down powerful men or getting money.
Well, unfortunately, that's what, as it has mainstreamed itself, that's what it's become.
Yeah, I don't know the name Tarana Burke.
I think she was one of the women on the front of the Time magazine cover, wasn't she?
Yeah, I think so.
But she was and maybe Rose McGowan wasn't on there. I feel like Rose is, you know, she needs to stop doing interviews.
Yeah.
She's coming off a little kooky.
Yep. 510 says, I love that Vinny's mind is always in the gutter regarding the golden facial. You know his first thought was a strange sex act. Actually, it wasn't at all. Your mind... 510 is the one in the gutter.
I heard facial and I thought sex act.
I was actually thinking 24 karat gold is what they said that used. Did you know that 14 karat gold is only like 50-something% gold and 18 karat is only like 70% gold? And I was trying to think when you said 24 karat, does that mean that's pure?
I don't even think that that's pure. I think that pure gold is so soft and malleable that it has to be mixed with something.
That's what I was reading, is that gold is actually a bad, it's not great for jewelry use or whatever.
That well, they can plate stuff with it, and it's and I think that works. But yeah, I think that that's I've heard that there's not a whole lot of gold in, you know, 10 karat gold. No,
trip out on that. And so that's what I was thinking of. 510, you perv. Oh, I was trying to figure out if maybe
is that
24.
Good?
Right.
It says 24K is pure but too soft to use, so it's mixed with other metals to strengthen it.
So 24 karat is pure.
It is 100% pure. 18 is 75%. 24.
Isn't that weird, though, if you were, like, looking at a ring and you were thinking, I'm going to buy the best, it turns out that's useless.
No, it's still fine. It's
I know, but it's super...
It's not, right. Pure gold is... You can put a thumbprint into it.
Yeah, that's...
Scrape it with your fingernail.
That's no good.
No good for jewelry. That's true.
Man. I guess for facials.
Sure. It works out perfect. Three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. It's just the start of it. It's just the start. I'm going to tell you about four billboards right after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.